By meditation.
Atmani.
Within the self.
Pashanti.
See.
Kechit.
Some.
Atmanam.
The Supersoul.
Atmana.
By the mind.
Anye.
Others.
Sankena.
Of philosophical discussion.
Yogena.
By the yoga system.
Karma yogena.
By activities without fruit of desire.
Also.
Apare.
Others.
This is feeding back.
Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, that seems okay.
Okay.
His Holiness Jayadrat Maharaj Ki.
Some perceive the Supersoul within themselves through meditation, others through the cultivation of knowledge, and still others through working without fruitive desires. Can we hold the cameras, please?
Or no flash?
No cameras. We'll find in this verse that there are different methods of realization, but taking pictures is not listed. Sorry. You can always try to, you know, sort of, you know, be criticized. Purport. The Lord informs Arjuna that the conditioned souls can be divided into two classes as far as man's search for self-realization is concerned. Those who are atheists, agnostics, and skeptics are beyond the sense of spiritual understanding. But there are others who are faithful in their understanding of spiritual life, and they are called introspective devotees, philosophers, and workers who have renounced fruitive results. Those who always try to establish the doctrine of monism are also counted among the atheists and agnostics. In other words, only the devotees of the Supreme Personality of Godhead are best situated in spiritual understanding, because they understand that beyond this material world are the spiritual world and the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is expanded as the Paramatma, the Supersoul in everyone, the all-pervading Godhead. Of course, there are those who try to understand the Supreme Absolute Truth by cultivation of knowledge, and they can be counted in the class of the faithful. The Sankhya philosophers analyze this material world into 24 elements, and they place the individual soul as the 25th item. When they are able to understand the nature of the individual soul to be transcendental to the material elements, they're able to understand also that above the individual soul is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is the 26th element. Thus, gradually they also come to the standard of devotional service in Krishna consciousness. Those who work without fruitive results are also perfect in their attitude. They are given a chance to advance to the platform of devotional service in Krishna consciousness. Here it is stated that there are some people who are pure in consciousness and who try to find out the Supersoul by meditation. And when they discover the Supersoul within themselves, they become transcendentally situated. Similarly, there are others who also try to understand the Supreme Soul by cultivation of knowledge, and others who cultivate the Hatha Yoga system and try to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead by childish activities. Om Jnana Tiniram Tasya Jnanjana Shalakaya Chakshur Nilitam Jnana Tasmai Sri Gurudeva Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Snapitam Jnana Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kada Mahyam Kathati Shapatam Tikam. In this verse of Bhagavad Gita, the Lord describes different ways for reaching him. In the Vedas, there's not only one way of spiritual realization, there are many different ways, many different paths for reaching Krishna, because there are many different kinds of people in many different stages of spiritual development. So there are different means available. For those who are interested, as Srila Prabhupada points out, there are those who aren't interested. The faithless, the agnostics, the skeptics, the atheists, they're not interested in any path of spiritual realization. They're interested in dismissing spiritual realization. Spirituality is nonsense. The real thing is science, by which we can make this a better world. And they have no idea that the world can't actually be made better. The more you try to make it better, the more you make it worse. Maybe I wouldn't say it because it's a little political. But anyway, the more we try to increase our standard of living, the more we decrease our standard of living. Just like, we know so many places where they develop and they develop and they develop and they develop, but then crime comes, all sorts of low activities come, immorality comes, peace goes, no one can have any peace, traffic goes through the roof. Everything becomes so nicely developed that it becomes crazy. And the people also become crazy. So this is the paradox of the material world. The more you try to make it better, the more it gets worse. So human life is not meant for making this a better world, for making the prison better. It's meant for getting out of this material world, not for making it a happy place. Prabhupada told some story that there was some man whose job it was to pull boats through a canal. Because the system is that the boat will have a little pole in the middle, and attached to the pole there'll be a rope, and some man will pull the rope so that the boat plies through the canal. So the man is working very hard, but he's thinking that if I ever become rich, then I'll line the banks of the canal with pillows. He doesn't think that if I become a rich man, why will I work? So we're not meant for putting pillows in the material world. We're meant for getting out. That's the real thing. So there are those who are not interested, but among those who are interested, different people take different approaches. Some of those approaches are more advanced, or for those who are more developed, some for those who are less developed. Some are more effective, some are less effective, but they're all available, and some of them are mentioned here. Dhyani and Atmani Pashyanti. Pashyanti means seeing. The goal of all these different methods is to see the personality of Godhead. The first method mentioned is dhyana, meditation. And by that meditation, actually, what is that? Pashyanti yam yogino. What is the beginning? Dhyana vastata tad gatena manasa. Pashyanti yam yogino. Same thing. By meditation, the mind would be so pure, like the stillest of the most still bodies of water, just clear, just peaceful, and in that peaceful, pure mind, focusing the mind within, they would find the personality of Godhead, the super soul, within themselves. Especially in the Satya Yuga. In the Krita Yuga, Satya Yuga, this was the recommended method. Just as now in the Kali Yuga, Kirtan is recommended. In Satya Yuga, Dhyan was recommended. And actually they could do it. So Kechit, would understand the personality of Godhead. Atmanam Atmana. Atmana means by the pure mind, and Atmana means the super soul. Soul and super soul, you can take both. Real spiritual realization means to see oneself and to see Krishna. Without seeing Krishna, I won't see myself clearly either. And seeing Krishna, I'll see both myself and Krishna. Just like Vyasadeva, he saw the personality of Godhead along with the material energy and along with the living entities. He saw these, the Lord with his different energies. Not just the Lord alone, but the Lord with his energies. So, real spiritual realization means by the pure mind, the mind will be focused on thought of Krishna, and so pure that one will actually see Krishna. Dhyanen atmani pashyanti kechid atmanam atmana. He'll see Krishna. And others, sankyena yogena. Sankyena means Sankhya means counting. So Sankhya Yoga means counting. What is that counting? Taking account of the material elements. That would 24 elements. That means the 10 senses, the mind, the sense objects, and the earth, water, fire, panchamahabhuta, earth, water, fire, air, ether. In this way, counting everything, it comes to 24. If you count it up, it would come to 24. This is described by Lord Kapildev, the son of Devahuti, in the third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Later, there was another Kapildev, who was not the son of Devahuti, and who's essentially an atheist. But Kapildev, and he who also presented an atheistic version of Sankhya philosophy. But the Sankhya presented by the personality of Godhead, Kapildev, the son of Devahuti and Kardamuni, describes the material elements and gives a very nice account. This element has this characteristic. This element has that. Otherwise, how do you know which is which and what is what? By its qualities, by its characteristics, by its functions. So how do we know, for example, the difference between what's the mind and what's the intelligence? So the functions of the mind are described, then the functions of the intelligence are described. Similarly, the functions of all the senses are mentioned. And finally, we take account of all the material elements, but we find there has to be another element, because otherwise the body is not working, the mind is not working. The mind itself, intelligence, by intelligence one will perceive that there's something beyond intelligence. So finally one comes to the platform of the soul, to understand that the soul is different from the body. The soul is the 25th element. And higher than the soul still, there's another element, the personality of God. So in this way, Sankhena, yogi, by Sankhya philosophy, Sankhena, one will understand the personality of God. And Yogena, by the yoga system, the Ashtanga yoga system is described in the sixth chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Otherwise, now the Hatha Yoga has come, and I was seeing in Dubai yesterday, there were these pamphlets that people were putting under the doors, and the headline said, "Why practice yoga?" And then the answer was, "Lose weight, have better health." You know, so that's what they're looking for from yoga, is something for the body. Lose weight, look better, feel better, enjoy your senses better by practicing yoga. So this is, as Srila Prabhupada says, childish. These are childish activities. Childish activities. But the actual yogis, they would do severe tapasya. They would follow the system as described. It was so difficult that even Arjuna said, this is too difficult for me. This is too difficult. And he never actually took it up. But some, Kachin, they can practice yoga and achieve and see, reach the conclusion of yoga. Vasudeva certainly, they reach Krishna. And others, karma yogena chapare, they'll perform their prescribed duties and they'll offer the results to Krishna. And in that way, they'll gradually realize the Lord. They'll eventually have the darshan of the Lord by performing prescribed duties in the consciousness of Krishna. Finally, Srila Prabhupada, the way Srila Prabhupada glosses it, all of these activities finally culminate in devotional service to Krishna by meditation, by philosophical introspection or discussion, by practicing the yoga system, by karma yoga, by any of these methods. Finally, we have to come to the point of Krishna consciousness in devotional service, because bhaktyamamavijanati, bhaktyaham nikayag, right now. Only by devotional service can one actually understand Krishna. So finally, the means is one. But it's approached from different angles. Someone becomes a devotee of Krishna by being a philosopher. Someone wants to perform activities for the welfare of others, so he comes to Krishna consciousness. Someone wants to meditate, and he realizes by meditating, this is, he comes to Krishna. Somehow, coming from this side or that side or the other side, just like there are different waterways, and they feed into the Ganges, this branch, that branch, they all feed into the... So all of these different methods are meant to feed into Krishna consciousness. That by coming this way or that way, finally I come to devotional service, I come to Krishna consciousness. Gyanamam mam prapadyate, by gyan, I surrender to Krishna. Or one way or the other, I surrender to Krishna, and then my program is successful. And maybe we'll stop here and carry on with the next verse. And then we'll take questions at the end. Is that good?
That was 26.
That was 25.
Anye tvevam ajananta.
Anye tvevam ajananta.
Sarva nevya upasate.
Sarva nevya upasate.
Tepi jati taranyeva.
Tepi jati taranyeva.
Mityum shuddha puranjan.
Mityum shuddha puranjan.
Someone else can see better.
Anye tu evam ajananta.
Anye tu evam ajananta.
Shutva nidya upasate.
Shutva nidya upasate.
Chati taranti eva.
Tepi chati taranti eva.
Mrityum shruti parayana.
Mrityum shruti parayana.
Anye tvayevam ajananta.
Shrupane Brahmavasake.
Devi Chati Taranteva.
Devi Chati Taranteva.
Vrityum Shruti Parayana.
Vrityum Shruti Parayana.
Anyetvevam Ajananta.
Vanebhya Upasate.
Vanebhya Upasate.
Devi Chati Taranteva.
Devi Chati Taranteva.
Ladies,
Anya Tweva Majananta Shukhani Vasate
Devi
Chaturanteva.
Vichyam
Shuti Parayana. Anyetveva Majananta.
Shrupanebhya
Upasate.
Again, there are those who, although not conversant, in spiritual knowledge, begin to worship the Supreme Person, upon hearing about Him from others, because of their tendency to hear from authorities. They also transcend the path of birth and death. Purport by His own grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. This verse is particularly applicable to the modern society because in modern society there is practically no education in spiritual matters. Some of the people may appear to be atheistic or agnostic or philosophical, but actually there is no knowledge of philosophy. As for the common man, if he is a good soul, then there is a chance for advancement by hearing. This hearing process is very important. Lord Chaitanya, who preached Krishna consciousness in the modern world, gave great stress to hearing, because if the common man simply hears from authoritative sources, he can progress, especially according to Lord Chaitanya, if he hears the transcendental vibration. Hare Krishna, Hare
Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
It is stated, therefore, that all men should take advantage of hearing from realized souls and gradually become able to understand everything. The worship of the Supreme Lord will then undoubtedly take place. Lord Chaitanya has said that in this age, there is no one needs to change his position, but one should give up the endeavor to understand the absolute truth by speculative reasoning. One should learn to become the servant of those who are in knowledge of the Supreme Lord. If one is fortunate enough to take shelter of a pure devotee, hear from him about self-realization, and follow in his footsteps, one will be gradually elevated to the position of a pure devotee. In this verse, particularly, the process of hearing is strongly recommended, and this is very appropriate. Although the common man is often not as capable as so-called philosophers, faithful hearing from an authoritative person will help one transcend this material existence and go back to Godhead, back to home. Om Agyana Timirandasya, everybody. Om Agyana Timirandasya, Gananjana Shalakaya, Chaksuru Milikanyena, Tasmin Shri Gurve Namaha, Ijayanya Manovisham Stavyam Yena Bhutale, Swayam Rupa Ramayam Dadi Swadhanima, Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Gavarakam Shri Guru Vaishnavam Shya, Shri Rupam Sakajatam Saranamadhanam Sādhetam sāvadukam parinasaṁ dasa-yata-yayama Śrī Rādhā Krishna Pādhāṁ sāvagnam dāsī sāpāṁ nāṁśya Śrī Krishna karunā sindho dīna bandho jagatvade Gopesha gopika kānta rādhā kānta namostude Bhakta kāñcana gaurāṅgī rādhe vṛndāvaneśvari Kṛṣavānuśya devī pranamāmi hari kriye Vāñcā kalpata ubhyasya dvā sindhu peyasya Padivana Pavane Vyo Vaishnavi Vyo Namama Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Sri Lord Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Alright. Shinvata Swati Kata Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana Ridyan Taksto Yavidrani Vidinoti. You know that one? Simply hearing about Krishna properly is in itself pious activity. And then the knots in the heart are cut to pieces. The knots that we have in the heart, just like things become tangled up sometimes and you can't untie the knot, you have to cut it. So the knot in the heart is very tangled up with so many different desires, but the sword of knowledge, and especially the knowledge of Krishna and the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, that cuts through that and then cuts loose so that we can understand Krishna. So here he's stressing that in this age, people are, of course, they're being bombarded with all kinds of so-called philosophy and atheistic things. I was just in Germany, and I saw the book on the shelf because the devotee there, he preaches in the interfaith and the schools a lot. So there's a book, it's a very big bestseller. It's been for 1 year now in the top 10 everywhere in the world, coming up more, called The God Delusion. Mm-hmm. And they said it just came out in German and it's piled up in every bookstore, mountains of them. And it's every bookshop I see. And I saw it in Thailand, and right next to it, of course, was the Buddha, some two Buddha books, one on each side, and so-called knowledge. And there's another one called The God Is Not Great, another one called The End of Faith, and The Atheistic Universe. They're very busy promoting their so-called philosophy. So people are bewildered. So devotees have a duty to try to let them hear the truth, let them hear properly. It says, Shinvatak Sawakata Krishna. When heard, properly heard in chanting, this is stressed, hearing from the Maya body or something, then that can be like milk that's got poison in it. And it's milk, but the poison will still act. So we want to hear from the disciples of succession, from the Vaishnavas to hear. So Srila Prabhupada kindly gave so many books, and he made them available to everyone, and we're making them available to more and more people. Mahavishnu Maharaj was just telling me how the Swahili books are really coming out now. Swahili languages, Kenya and Uganda, lots of people. So many languages. Prabhupada started by, breaking it open to get them into English. By the mercy of the British and the Americans, anywhere in the world you can find people that speak English and can translate into whatever language it is. The preachers don't have to go and learn the language right away. And people can read this, people can hear, and even if they can't, read even this basic, simple philosophy of Bhagavad Gita, they can hear the holy name. The Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Anyone can chant prophets, that even a child, even a dog, it doesn't matter what their native language is, they can chant Hare Krishna. Otherwise, we have to have translators, and we have to have misunderstandings. But with the holy name, that purifies everything. So we stress, and Lord Chaitanya stressed, the chanting of the holy name. Everybody, he personally chanted all the time, and he told everyone when they would come to get his darshan, chant Hare Krishna. And it's still going on. And Bhagavad Gita is still going on. And more people are reading Bhagavad Gita in all different, so many languages, but not all languages. There's something like 3,000 or 6,000 languages. But the major languages we're trying to cover. But when we have this knowledge, we want to hear it ourselves. That's stress. Shinvatat Swakata Krishna. Shravana Kirtana. That's the first two processes of bhakti yoga, devotional service. No matter what other one we're doing, that should always be there, hearing about Krishna from the right sources. And that sound enters the ear, and through the ear it goes into the heart, that this proper sound vibration coming down. So even it says, if one is not conversant in spiritual knowledge, but by hearing from others, so who is he going to hear from except devotees? All of us heard from somebody, right? Somebody kindly, took the trouble to tell us about Krishna. So then we owe it to them to tell someone else. And each other, and tell ourselves. The Prabhupada said, if no one else is around, then you preach to yourself. How can you preach to yourself? But we're talking to ourselves all the time. Everybody has what they call this inner talk, right? Oh, I can't do that. Oh, nobody likes me. Oh, I'm going to get fired. The mind is always going. So the idea is to change it, to be what we hear, we're going to repeat. So if we hear about Krishna, and reading is hearing. If we talk about Krishna, we're also hearing what we say. And others are hearing. And then this way it spreads. By word of mouth is a very effective way of advertising one by one. We don't have to all be, big, have hundreds of thousands of people come to our pandal or something in our saptaha. You can talk to one person and be very powerful, even if it's your wife or your children or your brother or your mother or your whatever, and talk about Krishna. Then Krishna is pleased. It's all for the pleasure of Krishna. It's not very complicated process. It's simple, but it's sometimes difficult because, you know, we want to talk about some of the other things. We're interested in so many other things. We remember so many other things, right? Not that we can't remember anything. We're always remembering something. I mean, I know that even the memory people that teach, you know, memorization, they say that, you know, if something's really crazy, really, you can remember it really easily. So you associate things with crazy things. But when we hear something really sublime, Bhagavatam, then you can forget in a second. And if we hear some insane news headline, you know, or something really crazy, you can't forget it. So we have to adjust and, you know, repeat about Krishna again and again, then we'll remember. And even if we can't, we can always remember Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
I was just reading yesterday some of Jayadvaita Maharaj's explanations about when they edited the Bhagavad Gita. So many times the whole mantra wasn't there. The typist just put in Hare Krishna or HK. So now we're fortunate that Prabhupada said when Bhaktisiddhanta would read what the devotees wrote, he didn't really read it, he just counted, you know, how many Krishna, how many Chaitanya. Okay, this is good. And they would feel bad, you know. And Prabhupada said if there's any value, at least he put Krishna's name so many times on every page. So if anybody reads Bhagavad Gita, they'll benefit, because at least they'll hear the holy name. When we do any kind of program for ourselves, we need to chant. And Krishna has given so much facility. I guess Maya, through the agency of Maya now, there's so much facility to always be hearing. Right? All these little things. It's very nice. You know, I mean, when the first Walkman cassette player came, we thought that was something really wonderful. But that was still heavy and, you know, have to change the cassettes all the time. And now you can put, you know, all the Prabhupada's books on one little thing and carry on. So we have to take advantage of all that facility and then gradually remember Krishna and remember Bhagavad Gita and see things as Krishna sees them, Shastra Chakshusha. See things through the eye of Shastra. Whatever comes, and what, you know, what would Krishna do? Christians in America, they have this thing called WWJD. What would Jesus do? You're supposed to think of that when, you know, when somebody insults you or slaps you in the face. Or but we can think, what would Prabhupada do? What would Krishna say about this? But we have to know, then we have to study. And Prabhupada kindly left his whole, you know, associated with us intimately for so many years to show the example. How to deal with all kinds of situations, all kinds of up and to, including leaving the body, dying, being sick, being harassed, dealing with lawyers, you know, everything. And he gave us all these books, so we're very, very fortunate. So one should learn to become the servant of the servant. Take shelter of a pure devotee, someone who is unmotivated, simply trying to please Krishna. All of our, that's what we have to strive for. The Bhagavatam says we have to be unmotivated and uninterrupted in a sort of little thing. They like, of course, motivation. We could be motivated, but motivated to please Krishna. That means not materially motivated. But, you know, what am I going to get out of this? How is my false ego going to be satisfied? And uninterrupted, not stopping all the time in order to gratify the senses or, you know, do something else. Unmotivated, uninterrupted. Nityam Bhagavat is the always serving. We strive for that. We at least know that that's a goal and we're working towards that. Then Krishna is very easily pleased in that way and he gives credit to the devotee, you know, for being advanced. So, thank you very much. We have actually such a big crowd on our, of course, this is like Friday night for other countries. Tomorrow's holiday. I always get confused in those countries. Different days. So, any questions for Jagrat Maharaj? Answer world famous. Take advantage. Do you have any questions? No? You understand everything? A comment?
Thanks so much.
Sure.
Actually, in olden days, all the kings used to take sannyas after some particular age.
Mm.
Did the five Pandava lords do that?
They also gave up their kingdom. Mm-hmm. They went to the Himalayas. They saw Kali Yuga's coming.
Yeah.
They left. Parikshit Maharaj, of course, he heard that he had 7 days left, so he gave up his kingdom. Prithu Maharaj, he left. Now, you know, in the modern age, one is old and senile and, you know, doesn't even know what's going on around him, but he's still holding on to the kingdom. You won't give up the won't give up. But actually the Vedic system is that voluntarily one should give up one's duties for work and retire for spiritual advancement. Pancha Shortam Vanam Vrajet, at the age of 50 actually. 50 years of age, not sannyas, but retirement. Mandatory retirement. Pancha Shardam Vanam Vrajet. The kings used to go to the forest for spiritual realization and do severe tapasya. That's not very easy now, not very practical. But Srila Prabhupada points out that the Vrindavan forest is there. And Prabhupada has made nice arrangements so the retired couples can go to Vrindavan for Vanaprastashram. Vanaprastashram. The Vedic system is 4 varnas and 4 ashrams. So there's the student life, then there's married life, but married life is not the end. After married life, then there's retired life. Either the husband and wife may go to different holy places together, or they may reside together in the holy place, or the wife may stay home under the care of the grown sons while the husband travels to different spiritual places. But it's the ashram for detachment. In the Vanaprastha ashram, there's no sex. There's simply service. Especially in the beginning of the Grastha Ashram, we're building things up. We're establishing our career, starting a business, or looking for employment with a good firm, getting our house together, starting a family, so many things. You know, moving up the ladder. But once 50 comes, there's no more moving up the ladder. Now it's pulling out. pulling on. Then, after the Vanaprastha ashram, final ashram is sannyas, sannyas, complete renunciation. Then there's no more husband and wife connection. There's simply dedication to the service of Krishna. Is that okay?
What about Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur? Did he take sannyas at the last or just...
He also gave up like the external engagements at the last. But if we think that, well, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, so many years you stayed with... I'll also first become Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Bhaktivinoda Thakur could stay anywhere and be completely situated in Krishna consciousness. So, not that we should think. The engagement, the injunction is there. After 50, get out. No, Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
Everything, he was completely renounced. That song, Manasa Deho Geho, right? This is my house, my home, everything is yours. You know, he had no consideration of anything. He engaged everyone in his family in service to Krishna in the preaching mission. He preached all the time. He wrote books all night.
Always doing something.
But he was completely renounced. He went to the forest also. He went to Maya. He was always trying to find a way to get himself transferred.
In this age, Krishna is there, you can see.
So according to the yugas, Kali Yuga people are the most sinful people?
Yes, that's also true. That's also true. Prayana payusha shabhya kalavasmin yuge jana manda sumanda matiyo manda bhagya. Kali Yuga people's minds are all disturbed. They have a short lifetime. Prayana upayusha shabhya manda, very slow for spiritual activities, not very interested. Quick for other things, but slow. And sumanda matiyo, once they become interested in something spiritual, there's so many cheaters to mislead them. So mandapagya, therefore very unfortunate. Yes, Kali Yuga, practically the whole way of life is gambling, intoxication, meat eating, illicit sex, material enjoyment. So Kali Yuga. Therefore, in Kali Yuga, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama.
The Kali Yuga people are the most fortunate because the spiritual process is very quick and easy if one takes it. And we see how much the holy name is spreading all over. So people are seeing Krishna, they don't know. And when Krishna was present, they didn't know either, most of them. Right? You read that about when Krishna entered the wrestling arena? You know? What were they thinking? The foolish people were thinking there's another foolish person. The yogis were thinking there's a super soul. The Yadus were thinking there's a member of our dynasty. And the gopis, the older gopis were thinking there's a child of our religion. The young gopis were thinking there's this beautiful boy that we love so much. Almost nobody recognized who Krishna really was. So when people see devotees, they're seeing Krishna. When they hear the holy name, they're seeing Krishna. And he's making himself so available. But we want to help the fallen people of Kali Yuga because of the people promoting the sinful activity is so enthusiastic and aggressive and expert at it, and they never stop, you know, all the signboards and all the things going on, right? the advertising everywhere. So we have to, you know, try to also give Krishna, save them.
What other sort of questions might be bubbling up?
Mm-hmm.
I wonder what other sort of questions might be bubbling up.
Mm-hmm. What other sort of questions bubbling up in the mind?
Mm-hmm.
Anybody has any questions or any doubt?
Mm-hmm. It's chanting, some thoughts are coming out.
They're always coming, but therefore we have to, Krishna says, yuto yuto nishchalati manas chanchalam asthiram tas tato niyam yaitara pranyam. Wherever they go, bring it back. We can't stop the mind. It will be very difficult. The mind will, it has that propensity. But by continually chanting, with attention, we'll bring the mind back. Oh, the mind will bring it back. So gradually the mind becomes tame. It finds out that wherever I go, it's going to bring me back anyway. I might as well just stay here.
Generally, the mind is filled up with so many thoughts that those thoughts don't give us a time to bring the mind back in. So all the time the mind is wondering.
That's
where those thoughts are.
I said, I read it last week. Beat the mind early morning with my shoes. And the night before going to sleep, beat again in my shoes.
Krishna kirtan, loud kirtan, association of yogis, different ways, how to fix the mind of Krishna. Yena kena prakarena mana Krishna, somehow or other, by one means or another, we have to fix the mind of Krishna. By chanting, by worshipping the deity, by different kinds of festivals and programs, we have to bring the mind back.
We are always trying to do it, but unmotivated. But there is always a tendency in our mind to get motivated, no? That the craving for this, always the name and fame is already there inside. We are not able to get it out of our mind. Even though we want to do, yes, you know, every time we get unmotivated, but still the desire is there in deep enough.
Keep trying. We should be motivated, though, but motivated to please Krishna. You know, just it's a matter of just like desire. You know, we say desireless, but that means no material desires. Say Krishna is formless, it means no material form. So, because that most of what we ever heard about spiritual before we had contacted Prabhupada's teachings is Mayavadi. We're contaminated like that, so we keep thinking, I gotta be nothing, you know, I gotta. But no, we have to just change the course, change the goal. You know, we wanna be working hard. And also, if you're really pleasing Krishna, you may get fame and fortune and money and all kinds. But have to realize then that's another test. It's really Krishna that people are attracted to. So, the process works if we just keep applying it, you know, we keep associate with devotees, serve the devotees, chant the holy name, hear the Bhagavatam, speak the Bhagavatam, hear the Bhagavad Gita, speak the Bhagavad Gita, you know, keep busy to control the mind. Srila Prabhupada said, then be busy thinking how to give the holy name to others. Not that you just stop it, you know, and hold it back or something, right? Like if you have a horse, right? So to control the horse means, you know, you ride it, and not that you just keep it in one place, or stop it, you know, to control your car means you drive it and turn at the right place, and not that you just don't do anything, right? But you have to get a map. Now you can get a GPS and you can know where to go. Right? But, you know, if you decide, well, if you tell your GPS, I want to go to the, you know, the biggest casino in town or something, then it'll tell you how to get there. You know? It'll do whatever you ask it. If you tell I want to go to the temple, and it'll tell you how to go there. So the same thing. You have to keep, if you keep thinking, I want Krishna, you know, Krishna, please help me, then he will.
Known in the scripture that whatever devotional service we do, in the next life you will start from where you have stopped.
Yeah.
Whereas in material education, whatever you have done is of waste, in the next life you will start all over again.
That's right.
So what is the point in doing the material education as such?
Well, we have to do a certain amount of material just to live so we can serve Krishna. But not to try to be only thinking how to advance myself in the material world and die rich and die with, you know, surrounded by my family and all these things. But and some things, like, you know, people trying to accomplish something and then they might pick it up the next time. Let's say some people are very talented, but they still have to try again. But we should be doing our work, but with the goal, life's goal should not be aimed at gratifying the senses, according to Bhagavatam. It should be aimed at gratifying Krishna. So we have to work in the material world, and it's not that we want to just remain poor. And, you know, we want to work nicely, but the whole idea of it is to be able to serve Krishna. Sometimes, like when Lord Chaitanya came back from Gaya, after he was initiated, he stopped acting like an academic scholar and everything. And everything he said was Krishna. He said every letter of the alphabet and every, you know, and some people thought he was going crazy. But then the students were saying, well, yeah, that's true. And then finally he told them, all right, you know, I can't just teach you ordinary stuff anymore. So you can, you know, free to go find another teacher. And they said, no, we, you know, we like you, we want to stay with you. They complained at one point to Ganga, his teacher. And then he said, I'll talk to him. And he told her to tell me, you've got to, you know, you've got to do both. He said, no, I can't do it. Said, good. But we need a balance. Vidyam cha, vidyam chaya. We carry on working in the material world and doing whatever our dharma is, but the goal has to be Krishna. So you have, we have a job, you make money, you have a house, so in the house you chant and worship the deities and offer everything to Krishna. Then it's all Krishna. But you can't take your big bank account with you. I had a stopover in Cairo one time, so I went to the museum. And, they had that King Tut. And so they believed in that there was a next life. So they had, you know, they get chariot and, you know, all the weapons and hundreds of servants they buried with him. So that in the next life they supposedly have all these things. But, you know, and I don't think that they all go to the same place, but they were thinking like that. Right? But you can't. Even in America where, you know, they promote, everybody tells you you've got to do everything to get rich, they still, everybody says you can't take it with you. Only two things are sure. Right? You know what they are? Two things are certain. Death and taxes. So they know, you know, you're going to die and you can't take it with you. But still they tell you, get it, you know. And you know, don't worry about religion now, do it later. And then the religions just promote getting rich. When I just was, we were driving down the highway in Johannesburg in a little BMW sports car, brand new one, zipped past, you know. And in the back it said, "Look what Jesus did for me." But Jesus said, "Give up everything." I'm really strong. You know, don't make your treasure in this world. Then the rich man can't go to heaven. That meant because you can't take it with you. If a rich man is using it properly, then he can also go to heaven if he knows it belongs to Krishna. But if he thinks this is mine and I have to keep it, take it with me in the next life, and I'll make more, it doesn't work.
Today's verse you have taken this 13.25 that we have Jnana Yogi and the processes are there.
Mm-hmm.
Jnana Yoga or Sankhya, so many processes are there.
Mm.
But we know that for Kali Yuga, like Vrinam is the best process to go back to Godhead.
Mm.
He's still knowing this, still many people don't take this process.
Mm.
And still they are attached to go for Jnana Yoga or so many different effects they follow.
Mm.
So why is it so?
Why? Yeah, Kali Yuga is going on. Kali Yuga is going on. Vimukha Chaitasya Indriyartha. The more they chase after sense gratification, the less ability they have to understand the value of Krishna consciousness. They get wealth, they get this.
They follow, they keep doing so many other, like Jnana Yoga, they do so much time, they devote on these things or even with charity or so many things, they keep on devoting their time.
That's called Krishna phobia.
Krishna phobia.
Somehow to avoid Krishna.
Afraid of Krishna.
Afraid of Krishna.
That one, I looked up phobia once and they have hundreds of phobias. I didn't see that one. They have a religion, the fear of religion. In Singapore, the Hindus are mostly so-called Shaivites. You know. So many, they're afraid of Krishna. They're literally afraid. They don't even want a picture because they think if you worship Krishna, you'd be poor, you know, like Sudama Brahma. They don't even want a picture of Krishna. They have material desires and they don't know, you know, that. And so a Vaishnava is supposed to think, well, because we aren't preaching enough, we haven't preached enough, therefore people are bewildered and they're misled and going astray, so, you know, we want to help them. We want to have compassion for them because they haven't been properly. And then some, no matter what, they just somehow or other, they won't get the mercy, they won't take it. Once I decided when I was in college I would read the Bhagavad Gita. I had somehow heard about it. So I went in the bookshop and I was looking at a few different translations. And somehow I decided these are not good translations. Just based on, because I read so many books, so I'd always read all the, you know, the back covers and everything. Then I picked up one book, How to Know God. And that was supposed to be the Patanjali's Yoga. And it, I remember in there it said that bhakti is easy, that's simple enough. And I thought, no, I'm going to do it the hard way. I'm not going to just be it. So many people think like that. They think bhakti is just chanting, like Prakasananda said that he called Lord Chaitanya Bhavuka. You have that in your language? Bhavuka? Bengali. It means a fool, a sentimental fool. Just singing and dancing, you know, just playing music. Not studying Vedanta, you're a scholar. You know, supposed to, how can you know God? Just singing and dancing. And he just associates with other fools. It's So some people are unfortunate like that. But if they are, if devotees are kind enough to give them their association and give them prasadam, and you know, they get a taste, then anything can happen. So ultimately, we should think like that, that we're just not preaching enough.
I and Ram was 14 years from Banavas, means on full forest. So Ram was pray Durga. Is it correct?
I haven't read Ramayana to tell you the truth. So what was he praying to Durga for?
Ram was praying to Durga.
That's
in
right.
The forest.
Yeah.
Ram is God.
Ram is God, but he's praying to Durga. He's just like so many things. Just like Krishna, he's getting his Sudarshan weapon from where?
Shiva.
Agni.
Is it Agni?
Yeah.
So from Agni, he's getting the Sudarshan. From somebody, he's getting something. Somebody is getting something. But actually, he's the source of everything. He doesn't need to get a Sudarshan from Agni. It's his eternal weapon. But as a pastime, he gets Sudarshan from Agni. So, as a pastime, Lord Ram is pretending or playing like an ordinary human being. So he's praying to Durga, whatever. Mm-hmm.
But sleeping like now, if God can pray to Durga, but we are not praying to Durga.
All right, pray to Durga. It's good, pray to Durga. Now what are you going to pray for? Please send me lots of rubbish, you know, so that I can forget about Krishna. What is the use of that? Rukmini was also praying to Durga and Lord Shiva. What was that prayer? That, please let Krishna kidnap me. I'm supposed to be married to this jackal, Shishupal. Huh? So I'm not fit for him. Please, if I've ever done anything to please you, please let Krishna kidnap me. Gopis were also praying to Kajayani, means Durga. Please let us have Krishna as our husband. So you can pray to Durga, that's all right. We're not against, why should we be against? Pray to Durga. Please help me be Krishna conscious. That's all.
In Vrindavan, she is called Vrindavanishwari. She is Vaishnavi. She's Radharani in the material world, very far removed from Radharani. She's in charge of the material world. But she can help us to get out because she's a devotee. If someone prays that way, it's okay. It's not recommended for us because probably we get bewildered.
Durga Puja is going on in Abu Dhabi. So you can go there and pray or whatever, and you can sit there something.
If you pray, let me serve Krishna. Let me surrender to Krishna. Like, you know, let me be like you and Lord Shiva and give up everything for Krishna.
How this yoga transition takes place?
Huh?
How this yoga change from Kaliyu to Satyu? Is it through catastrophe or some spiritual development? How is it?
Well, when Krishna left, then that...
No, from Krishna, from Kaliyu to Satyu.
Oh. But then Kalki killed off all the demons. I don't know if there's a catastrophe there.
Generally, they say yoga ends with some pralaya or something. It changes to...
Well, at least we know Kalki kills all the demons. You know, before Satya Yoga can start again. There's description of the change over to Kali Yuga in the first canto. And, you know, that Yudhisthira was seeing all these things happening. And actually, I was told in Sweden they were reading that on the radio, and people called in and said that's a description of a polar shift. You know, the things that are described that are happening is what they predict would happen. The earth is tilting. There was so much disturbance. So I hope we're not around to see the changeover that's actually. there is a some personality now claiming to be Kalki Avatar and says it's already such a universal thing. Of course he has a big following. And it is Lord Chaitanya's golden movement, golden age, and so it can become like such a yuga for those who surrender. The more we spread the chanting of the holy name. So if it's Durga Puja, most people will be there, Janam Dehi, Rupam Dehi, Yasa Dehi, Dhanam Dehi, right? So it's not a very good atmosphere to be in with all those people, you know, unless you can go there and have a kirtan or something. You know, and for her pleasure, she would like that. I'm sure. Lord Shiva is called Asutosh. He gives what, because he doesn't want to be bothered with all these people asking for material benedictions. And just whatever they ask for, he just gives it. Okay, Hare Krishna. And he doesn't try to preach to them or anything. And, you know, he gives them whatever they want, so they go away. They can just concentrate on Shiva. We can pray, give me Krishna. Krishna Devi, Bhakti Devi. Opulence of Kachunas. But you? Is this Mangal? Is she here? I heard she leaves really nice. She sings really good.
She sings really good. Come, sing, Mangal.
How about her friend there? She
Namaste, Narasimha.
Namaste Narasimhaya.
Thank you.